Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And good morning, Bill Handel here. It is a Wednesday morning, September 16th. Fred Rogan, who is a fixture here in Southern California, has been for so many years. Is a sportscaster on NBC, KNBC. He's been there for 40 years, is what we're talking about. He also has a show down the hall on AM 570. I would say our sister station, but it's a sports station. So guys listen to it. So it's a manly station.
Yeah, but some women listen.
Yeah, but not women that look like men.
That's not necessarily true. That is an unfair
characterization. Thank you, because I listen. Thank you very much, Fred.
That's right.
Flannel shirt and stout shoes.
Flip-flops and t-shirt. Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Birkenstocks. Listen, Bill, I want to say this. I was really thrilled, and you don't know how much it means to me, to have an opportunity to come on this morning. And when I got that call, knowing that you invited me.
Well, Alex invited you.
That's true.
Okay.
You know the first thing that popped into my mind? I didn't even know you were still on. So for me to be here today means an awful lot.
Yeah, and the problem is, and here's what's the unfair part. I know you're still on.
Yeah.
You know, because I watch, my go-to is KNBC and National News with Lester Holt.
Right.
That's my go-to.
No, you're with the right team, Bill.
No, I am. Yeah. I am. And I go to a Hollywood Burbank Airport, and there you are,
That's right.
Staring at me in this billboard-sized sign. I go,
I'm the ambassador of Burbank. I welcome everybody to town. You go there, you see those pictures of us from Channel 4.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, that's actually. Right. All right, let's talk about your career. 40 years. I mean, that is a lifetime. I don't know how many people have been at one television station for 40 years. How many of you are there? How rarefied is that?
I think it's pretty rarefied. Stan Chambers was at Channel 5 forever. Kelly Lang... Remember Kelly?
Sure.
The Queen.
Yeah, Weather Girl, right?
Right, and then became news anchor.
Yeah, weather, and those were the days when they called them Weather Girls.
Right, and before that, she was the traffic reporter, Dawn O'Day, from the helicopter. She had been at Channel 4, I think, 32, 33 years. I think for continuous service at one station in a position like mine, I might be the record holder at this point. Now, Jim Hill, my colleague, was at CBS, but left, Bill, and went to ABC.
Right.
And then back to CBS.
Right.
So I think for continuous service at one station, I got it, I think.
Stan Duke lost his position after he killed his wife, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so back then that was a fireable offense?
What, murdering your wife?
Yeah.
Okay, today, not so much. As long as you don't make fun of her.
Yeah, that's the key.
Did you know that, incidentally?
No.
Yeah, we had a sportscaster, very well known, his estranged wife. There was all kinds of issues. He waited for her at her house. She walked in, he shot her, and then waited on the porch.
I feel like that violates an ethics clause.
Well, he didn't last. Did he resign or was he fired? I don't even know.
I'm not sure what happened, but obviously he's no longer around.
Yeah, he is no longer around. So, Fred, you started in radio.
Yeah, I'm a radio guy.
Yeah, and that is... something about, we've often talked to people who started in radio and went to TV and have much more fun on radio. Now, you get some fun stuff on AM 570. You can be Fred Rogan. By the way, for those of you who don't know the real Fred Rogan, that guy on TV is not the real Fred Rogan.
It's not?
No, not even close.
That might be fair. That might be fair, Bill.
Yeah.
No, you know, as a radio guy, so I started... in Globe, Arizona, where I was Uncle Fred. And I played Tom.
You were Uncle Fred?
The kiddie's friend, the ambassador of mirth and merriment.
I did not know you did a kid show.
Oh, no, I didn't. I was the nighttime top 40 jock. I was a ray of sunshine in your otherwise dreary day. And what I would do is play top 40 music, and then I would do the play-by-play of the local high school teams, the Globe Tigers and Miami Vandals. From there, I went to K-Blue Radio 56 in Yuma, Arizona, where I became Rock and Roll Rogan. Every day, 10 to 3, another biscuit from the Ever Love Enough and a Hits. And I did the play-by-play of the Kofa Kings High School football team. So anyway, K-Blue Radio also had a TV station. And I went in one day, it was K-Blue TV, and I said, I'd like to try out to be the TV sportscaster. I had no training, by the way. I had 6 months of junior college. That's my education. And they looked at me and they said, you know, this is Yuma. We don't let people try out here.
Because it's too big a market?
We don't let people try out.
In Yuma.
If you want to be the TV sports guy here, there are no tryouts. You are the TV sports guy. That's how I got on TV.
But you could do that in a small market, and that's the only place where you can actually do that, where the radio station is owned by the same company that owns the TV station that owns the biggest plumbing contractor down
that's
the
right.
street, and it's there you can do that. And did you you started being a sportscaster from day one, doing junior high school sports, as you describe.
Yeah.
Did you always want to be a sportscaster?
Yeah.
That was let's go back and talk about your start and how you started 40 years just on KNBC.
Okay.
How long have you been in broadcast, by the way, Fred?
44 years.
So it took you 4 years to get to
it would have taken me as long to go to college as it did to get to Los Angeles. Hey, you haven't had the chance to talk to Colin Williams and Chuck Henry. Now that's fun.
That is true. And they're actually very nice people.
They really are. Great people.
Yeah.
I mean, to be at Channel 4 as long as I have, Bill, 40 years, and work with the people there. I mean, it really is a family. It has been, will continue to be, just really good people.
Hey, do people, are you one of the stars where new people come up and there you are in the whole, oh my God, Mr. Rogan, you know, that sort of thing?
Well, again, you know the rule. Unless you've worked there a year, you can't even look me in the eye.
Well, you sound like Hillary Clinton.
Listen. Everybody knows that. No, I'm this guy. When we're allowed in the station, and most of us are still home because of the COVID protocols.
Right.
But what I do when someone new comes in, a reporter, a producer, whoever it may be, I always try to go and say hello to them, welcome them to the station.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, because, you know, I've been there so long, I know where the bodies are buried.
Yeah, that's true. And when someone comes aboard here, I look at them and I go, you won't last a week.
Right.
I do say that, incidentally.
No, I know.
Okay. Now let's go back to your career.
You said that to me when I went to work at AM 570.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then, wow. And I did that to Fred Rogan. How was that for impressive?
Sure.
So you started broadcasting. Were you in high school when you started, the high school radio program, sort of thing?
What I did was this. I went to West High in Phoenix, home of the Thunderdome, where the Thunderbirds played. I was on the basketball and baseball team. And in high school, I was going to be one of three things. I was going to be an NBA referee / Major League Baseball umpire. I was going to be an attorney, or I was going to go into broadcasting. I picked broadcasting because it didn't require a lot of school, and I got paid to talk. So I'd go to the top of the Coliseum in Phoenix where the Phoenix Suns played, and I had a tape recorder. And I'd sit at the very top, and I would do play-by-play while I was in high school of the NBA games. And my friend would sit next to me, and people thought it was so nice I was describing the action for my blind friend. Well, he wasn't blind. He just went to the game with me. I used that as an audition tape to get a job in Globe.
You know what? Rich Marotta, I think, did the same thing, where he would sit up in the stands and do a play-by-play.
And in junior college, Phoenix College, home of the Fighting Bears, I was on the NPR station because you got to do a board shift if you enrolled in college. And, I played All Things Considered, and I played classical music. I played Mantovani. That kind of thing.
So you know how to run a board if you had to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a third-class engineer's license. Oh, yeah. I can run a board.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't know how to turn a... this is the on-off button, and even then I screw it up.
When you got into radio, you had to have that third.
I know. I started in a major market station because I did the legal show.
Oh, because you're so good.
No. It's just they needed a lawyer.
Oh.
And I actually, it's from my surrogacy practices. They came in. It's weird, but I never had to work my way up the way everybody does from tiny little markets.
Yeah.
Do you remember how much you got paid for the first real gig that you got, your first paid gig?
In radio?
or television, whatever.
Radio was $400 a month. Then I went to Yuma and got that was Globe, $750 a month for radio in Yuma and $5 a day for TV, $12,000 a year in Austin, Texas for TV, $16,000 a year for television in Phoenix, and after a minimum, $40,000 a year when I came here in 1980, and it was great. I didn't know about unions. I didn't know about AFTRA. I didn't know about anything. And a guy calls me, and he goes, if you accept our offer, and I went, I accept.
And so he immediately gave you after minimum.
Right. I got $40,000 a year.
Now, $40,000 a year in those days after minimum was actually a pretty good living.
Wasn't bad.
I was considered a moderately good living. Nothing phenomenal, but nothing terrible. When you first started, was it relative to what other people were making? Just god-awful, unbelievable. You'd rather work in a gas station because you'd make more money?
I didn't know that. I knew this. Because I had no concept of money, because all I did was work. I just wanted to work and keep getting better. I only knew it was after minimum, and I probably made a bad deal when the guy across the street in my job was making $75,000 a year.
And not as good.
Yeah, it was good.
No, not as good as you are.
Oh, the guy across the street?
Yeah.
He'd been in the market. I just, that was what that job paid.
Got it.
I just took it for 40 grand because I said, I'm in.
Yeah. You didn't know. It's one of the things I noticed, and this is... people on TV. Radio is a little bit different.
Right? Yeah.
But when you look at, and I go, you know, whenever I travel, I do business or whatever. Obviously, we in the business look at the talent part of it.
Sure.
You know, we just look at these people. Fred, I cannot tell the difference between the anchor at, Butte, Montana.
Right.
And the guy in Los Angeles or New York. I cannot tell the difference
between them. Yes, you can. You have to. Yes, you can. No, I could say Chicago, L.A., maybe Dallas, L.A. No, Butte, Montana, and L.A., New York. Yes, you can. The people here are far more experienced. They've been in the business. You know this, Bill. When you start in the business and you start in a small market, there's a reason. Because all you need to learn to do is cover your mistakes. We all make mistakes all the time. You want to make them in smaller places. Once you've made enough mistakes in a small place, you continue to grow and get to a point where if you're in a major market and you make a mistake, you know how to cover it. You don't look bad, and then you look comfortable, and then you succeed.
Is the entire, and I've asked, actually, I don't know if I'm asked my fellow radio people, as you start in a small market, is it instantly all you're looking at is major market, and how do you get there?
I didn't do that. I looked at it more like this. Every day I was on, I wanted to get better.
Okay.
So when I would intro records, you know, we have reel-to-reel tape recorders. I would record the intro in top 40 radio, which was like 10 seconds, 12 seconds to every song. The song would start. I would rewind the tape and listen to hear my voice. What was my delivery? Did I hit the post? What should I say differently? And I kept doing it and doing it and doing it. All I wanted to do was improve. And I thought as I improved, that would give me a chance to grow. So I never had any thoughts of I'll get to the big time. I just thought I want to get as good as I can in every place, as fundamentally sound, and that will give me a chance to grow.
You came from radio.
Yeah.
And everybody I know that came from radio loves radio. There's a lot more freedom. You can make mistakes are simply part of it. You go out of your way to make mistakes.
Yeah. You made a career of that.
I have, actually. A pretty good career making mistakes.
Yeah.
And television people who have gone to radio, it doesn't work well.
No.
It doesn't work. Do people in TV, do they still look down at radio as a poor stepsister?
I don't know. I don't know because I've always kind of been a radio guy, too. It's a different skill set. Radio and television are very different skill sets. TV, you have the advantage of people seeing you. You can express yourself visually. You can lean. You have notes handed to you. You have a teleprompter. Sometimes you're reading. Sometimes you're ad-libbing. Radio requires you to know, or at least give the impression that you pretty much know everything you're talking about.
Yeah, well.
And it's free-flowing and it's ad-lib.
But the controls in TV, I don't have a program director. I don't have an IUD in my ear.
Thank God.
That you guys
use. Well, you had it removed during that pregnancy.
That's true.
Yeah.
How often does a producer yell in your ear during the course of a broadcast, or typically in any broadcaster's ear?
Well, I'll say this. When I work for the NBC network, that's a different animal because you're live, you're going on the fly, you're hosting the pregame and a postgame show. They'll talk to you, but no one yells.
I understand.
Yeah, but, you know, it's they get you to where you're going. All right, give me 30 seconds here and then throw it back to Sochi, that kind of thing. Locally, the only thing they will say is if you're – and I tell them what I want. I just need time cues. I don't need anything else. So if I got 30 seconds, give me 30. Don't count me down.
Got it.
You know, that kind of
thing. That's experience. That's that's your 40 years on Channel 4.
Yes.
Rodney and Rogan, Fred is on today, 12 to 3 p.m.
No, I'm not.
I know that. Fred is not on today on AM 570 weekdays from 12 to 3.
Dodger game today.
Okay. And as always on Channel 4 in the evening, where he wakes up at 6:30 in the morning, goes to bed at midnight. Boy, there's a living for you.
There you go.
But you're good. So that helps. Talking about sports, and I know who is a fan is Shannon.
I'm going to correct you on something about Fred Rogan.
What?
He is exactly who you see on the television, and that's why he's so successful. He's so real and so realistic, and he's the same guy.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he
there's
is.
There's a level to
now,
Fred that you never...
Now, he can't say everything that he says on television, but he's the same person.
Oh, okay.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon.
You're welcome, Fred.
None of that is true. Shannon, what's going on today in the Gary and Shannon show?
Well, speaking of reality, the first reality show that's truly reality has hit Netflix, and it is something. What You Watching Wednesday, coming up at 10:30 with Love on the Spectrum. If you haven't seen this, once you start
watching it,
you can't turn away.
I did see that.
So good.
Spectacular documentary.
Absolutely.
Yes. You ever, Fred, you don't...
I've not seen it.
Well, you should, because it's about autistic people on the spectrum. And
we got a lot of those around here.
Yeah, we do. It's a great, great series. We'll be talking about that. Shannon, you have a good show.
Thanks.
Fred, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Oh, always a pleasure. And we'll at 50, we'll have you again.
That'd be nice.
Okay, this is Handle. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Wake up call, and then I come aboard at 6. Gary and Shannon up next. This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.